Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Now, earlier this month here in the UK, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt laid out a series of changes to financial regulation dubbed the Edinburgh Reforms. Although far from the big bang that had been promised post-Brexit, it will be part of the conversation around changes coming to the UK financial industry in 2023. Plus, there's the continued implementation of the Basel III rules in many parts of the world as well. To discuss some of the challenges ahead, we're joined by Paul Ford, CEO and founder of the risk management data firm ASIN. Paul, thanks very much for coming in to see us in studio. For our listeners, your platform used by financial institutions to digitise their operational risk analysis. What sort of demand are you seeing for your services going into 2023, and how worried are you about how a recession might affect that?
Yes, so we're seeing an increased demand for our services, particularly from the big global banks. In fact, we've just closed a funding round of $24 million from five of the largest banks in the world, JP Morgan, Citi, BNP Paribas, Barclays and Lloyds Banking Group, with a follow-on from Fitch Group, who are also one of our existing investors. And so they're seeing that operational risk continues to be important. Over the last 10 years, that has incurred about $500 billion of fines and losses across the big banks. And if you look at the top 30 globally systemically important banks, they're holding over $400 billion of equity capital. So it's a big issue, for the big banks, and they want to do that better. Hence why we're seeing the investment in us to look at the future of operational risk, which is moving away from a sort of human judgment-based approach using something called the risk and control self-assessment into a data-driven, dynamically driven approach going forwards.
So are you confident that that investment will remain at those levels as these financial institutions are going to come under pressure? I mean, we've already had warnings about job cuts. We were just hearing about Goldman Sachs CEO's letter to staff yesterday, warning of job cuts to come in January.
Well, I think operational risk, or non-financial risk as it's also known, is really licensed to operate stuff. So you can't avoid it. Mm. You need to do that. And the consequences of not getting it right, we've seen, are these huge fines and losses. And so, you know, whilst it's not as interesting as the market and credit risk, which make you money or potentially lose you money, depending on how good you are, it's a must do. And so I think what banks are looking to do now is to get better at it, to get more systemic at it, and to avoid those fines and losses going forward.
Well, what are the big risks? I mean, communication and, you know, the whole story about WhatsApps and the fines that have come from that have been something, of course, that we've talked about a lot. But I'm interested in the idea of the risks that financial institutions aren't ready for at this stage. They've obviously had the whole blip around communication. Are there other risks that they're not perhaps on top of?
Well, I think the communication one, I mean, it's an old risk that's you know, become turbocharged with the platforms such as WhatsApp and others, you know, combined with the working from home. I think when I talk to clients, what they're really looking for in 2023 is they're looking at their loans and lending. That's an area that they see to come under increasing pressure, in the cycle. And so there's a realization that complexity in organizational groups, big banking groups, was perceived to be in their markets areas. But actually in the loans and lending area, there's a lot of complexity there that hasn't been looked at in the way that it ought to have been looked at. And so we're seeing a real focus on that area. That and payments around things like sanctions and so on, which obviously have had a huge focus this year.
I mentioned the Edinburgh reforms in the introduction. What did you make of those package of reforms promised by the Chancellor? Very much not the big bang that we had been in some places promised, but important changes nonetheless.
Yeah, very important changes. I think for the big banking groups, particularly the G-SIBs, it won't make very much difference. I mean, maybe to some of their booking models, but generally, because they're applying regulation globally. So, the UK changing something unilaterally doesn't really impact them because they're running their businesses globally.
But is that going to help? It's not going to help to make London more attractive then, which is part of the goal.
I don't think it makes a huge difference to the big banks. But I think what it does do is for the next tier downs, the kind of more UK focused banks, I think it gives them some potential benefits and advantages, which is good because it creates a more competition for them.
In what areas?
Well, I think you'll see that particularly around in the retail groups, with the proposed thinking around ring fencing.
Okay. You say that regulators are behind the curve on certain issues. Of course, changing regulation is also part of the Edinburgh Reform's ideal. What areas do you think are kind of most important the regulators should be looking at?
I think, again, back to the loans and lending piece, which is, you know, there's been a lot of attention on historical issues in markets businesses and topical issues, whether that's, you know, communications issues, WhatsApp and so on, but into the loans and lending as that area potentially comes under stress over the coming year or so. Those are areas that could do with some scrutiny.
What about things like cryptocurrency? Big banks are very, you know, only exposed in very limited ways, and only certain of them as well. But after the FTX collapse, I think there's an awful lot of questions being asked about sectors like that. Is that something that comes up in your business?
I mean, we're focused on working with the biggest banks, and that's going to remain our focus for the next 2 years, you know, working with the top 30, 40, 50 banks, and then start to move beyond that. From a sort of crypto perspective, I think many of the issues that you're seeing surface today, and those are still coming to the surface, are really old issues and themes. I mean, we've seen Madoff and, you know, and other issues from some time ago that exhibit some of the same characteristics.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.